everyone, and welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing 8½ from 1963, starring Marcello Mastroianni and directed by Federico Fellini. All right, so now some behind-the-scenes details about 8½ from 1963. 8½ was shot, like almost all Italian movies at the time, completely without sound recordings on set. All dialogue was dubbed during post-production. Federico Fellini was known for shouting direction at his actors during shooting, and for rewriting dialogue afterwards, making a lot of the dialogue in the movie appear out of sync. Often cited by Federico Fellini himself as one of his favorite films ever, even considering his other works. So now I'll give you my thoughts on the film. So the plot, I gave it a 1/5. So I'll preface this by saying I'm not a huge fan of these avant-garde, more art house films. So going into it, I already had kind of low expectations. And so some of the big reasons why, though, I gave it a 1/5. I don't like the idea of not having a plot. Now, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of avant-garde or art house anyway, but to me, you need to have some type of thing to latch onto, something to follow the character along with. Because to me, the motive of him not knowing what his movie's about and everybody's asking him wasn't a strong enough reason for me. You know, why should we like this character? Because everything you've shown me so far in this film has shown to me that I don't like him. I don't like how he's not faithful to his wife. I'm not a huge fan of that. I don't like how he's not good with his workers. He doesn't tell them what they're doing. He doesn't have any idea. I also don't like how he treats the producers. He's kind of wasting their time and their money. Just all around, he's not a good character to follow or one to really root for, if that makes sense. So 2 hours of that is a little difficult for me. Having this character where you don't really know what his purpose is or what his motive is, and he doesn't either, so that doesn't help at all. I'm not a huge fan of that. I like characters who have a strong motive, who have a strong reason and whatnot. And that's why I'm more of a fan of what you would call more narrative filmmaking. And so that's why I gave it a 1/5. All right, now talking about the acting, I gave it a 2/5. I wasn't a fan of this either. Now, is it just because of Italian acting? I don't think so, because I really like the Sergio Leone films, you know, Good, Bad, the Ugly, Fistful of Dollars, that sort of thing. I like those Western films that are a little similar in style, if that makes sense. But to me, I wasn't a huge fan of Mastroianni or his character. I don't know if it's more of the acting or the character himself, but I wasn't a huge fan of that. I had nothing I wanted to root for with him because he was just a terrible character all around. And I know that's a hot take because this is a beloved film and one that people talk about all the time, but I just don't get it. I don't see it. And maybe tell me in the comments below what your guys' thoughts are, maybe what I'm missing. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. Also, some of the secondary characters I didn't really like either. They're just as terrible as he is, so maybe they all fit in together, right? They fit together in this little world. But there wasn't anyone I was kind of rooting for or anyone I wanted to connect with or wanting to succeed, if that makes sense. So I was pretty disappointed with that. All right, so now to directing. I gave it a 1/5. I don't understand it. I don't get it. This is my first ever Federico Fellini film. He regards this as his best work. And this is one people say to start out with. And I'm a little nervous going forward watching his films, if they're all going to be similar to this one. I'm just not a fan of avant-garde. To me, it feels like, I won't call it lazy, because it seems intentional what he's doing here. I just don't feel like it worked out very well. For me, if you're going to waste people's time like this, you got to have something for people to latch onto, some character or something in it that we want to root for, even if it's a secondary or a background character. Because there was no one I wanted to care about, no one I wanted to succeed or anything. So I just don't get it. I don't like his style. Is it genius to create a film about not having an idea of how to create a film? I don't know. It seems a little on the nose, like that he really didn't know what he wanted to do and thought this was a good idea. I don't know. it feels a little too pretentious for me. You know, maybe this was his whole experience, you know, the studio head saying, what are you doing? This is a crazy idea. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea on film, though. I don't know if that translates well, because the audience doesn't know all of that, right? We're not in the know of what he went through to make this movie. So, I don't know. I'm not a fan. I'm going to try other films of his. I'm not going to give up on him yet, but if this is his best work, I'm a little nervous going forward. All right, so now talking about the cinematography and special effects, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I give it a 4 out of 5. I actually really, really liked it. Some of the camera angles were crazy and interesting, especially like ones at the beginning where he's in a car, Mastroianni's character, and he's like floating away and stuff. It's a little strange, but it's really interesting looking cinematography. And like, there's a set piece of a rocket ship I thought was pretty cool. And I really liked the close-ups on Mastroianni's face in a lot of scenes. I thought they looked really, really good. And all around, it's beautiful camera work. I'm not going to deny that. And that's probably the highlight of this film. But everything else, I wasn't a huge fan of. So talking about the music, I also gave that a 1 out of 5. I thought the music we had was weird, very strange. Again, avant-garde. I don't like it, if that isn't well-known enough. I wish there was something we could latch onto. Now, I will say there was some classical music, like in the very beginning when he's having a dream about something. I can't remember what, but it's near the beginning of the film. It has some pretty good classical music that I love. So I appreciate that, but I don't know. The rest is a little strange. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to 1.8 out of 5, which I'll be rounding to 2 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? That's a hard statement to make, because this one is definitely an acquired taste. If you like films that don't have a strict narrative, or you want to see something that's unique and different and whatnot, then maybe. But if you're like me and you like character-driven stories, if you like plots that have a pretty simple structure and narrative to follow and whatnot, and casting and acting and whatnot, if you like that, I would not recommend this movie. This is a very strange and very, like I said, avant-garde and whatnot. This is not a general audience film. You need to have this kind of taste for it in order to even consider watching it. I'm not one of those people, so unfortunately, I did not like it, and I don't recommend it if you're like me when it comes to films. All right, well, those are my thoughts on 8.5 from 1963, directed by Federico Fellini. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And video versions on YouTube and Rumbles, Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, thank you so much for watching and listening. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.